millions of Grommets. These are all Grommets.
I'm standing with Diane Hill in her kitchen.
It's where all the magic happens.
On a wide table across from an industrial sewing machine, there's a grommet machine. It punches those little metal rings into the black polyester mesh fabric that Hill's working with.
Well, I'm setting up the grommets, and now I've got the strapping in place, and here we go. It's so fun. I love this.
Hill is the manager and chief and only seamstress of Bristol Bay Brailler LLC. The company is owned by her husband, Bill, his two brothers, Nathan and Carl, and their business partner, Russell Phelps. They're all fishermen, and she says they'd been talking for years about the need for locally produced brailers.
Why don't we make brailers here? We've been buying them from other places, but we're in the heart of fishing, so why don't we make them here? And there was some money available in a grant form from the Foraker Group.
They were selected in the fall in the business competition funded by Anglo-American, and Hill started sewing brailers over the winter. Now, if you haven't been on a fishing boat lately, a brailer bag is the bag that sits in the hold and gets filled with fish.
And then when you get to the tender, they hook it up and haul it out of your boat to the tender, and then they dump the fish in the tender.
And just like boats and nets and cooling systems have changed with new technologies, brailers have evolved a lot over the years.
We dug one up over right here.
We step out into Hill's yard, where a recent weed-whacking mission has uncovered an old brailer bag from the 70s. It's made of knotted orange rope, and you can imagine how the 2-inch netting would put big cross hatches in the fish.
And this really damages the fish. And this bag here will probably hold a good 1,500 pounds, which, you know, they just don't do that anymore.
Most brailers are smaller now. They hold up to 800 or maybe 1,000 pounds. And most are made of a smooth mesh fabric to keep the salmon in better shape. Hill says the company Nomar in Homer was one of the first to make these fabric bags. And just a few years ago, when prices were better, she says Bristol Bay fishermen would just order in new bags from Homer or wherever. But money is tighter now for many fishermen. And with the bay-wide push toward chilling fish and refrigerated seawater systems, Hill says there's more of a need for custom-made brailers.
You know, people putting in RSW or just, you know, like doing a flush deck, and that will change the size of your bins. And I've got a client right now who did that. So he just needed a few bags to fit in bins that were, you know, now a different size.
Besides being able to deliver faster than bigger companies, Hill says being small time allows her some freedom to be creative. She's constantly tweaking her product to make it better. For example, she points out a spot on the bottom of a brailer. She says there would normally be a grommet there, a grommet that hooks up to a tag line, which is how the brailer gets pulled up to dump fish.
And it seemed like such an over-designed part of the bag because it doesn't really hold any weight. It just kind of compromises the bag when you've got another hole in it.
So she got rid of that grommet. She put a heavy-duty strap in its place.
And I had somebody, you know, when I delivered a bag to them yesterday, they said, well, they normally have a grommet. I said, yeah, I know, but we're going to try something new. I think this will hold it on there. And that's the thing, is taking this product, and that's how it's gone over time. So, you know, the other company came in and from the big mesh bags and made it a better bag. And now we just have to keep making it better, make the product better. The whole industry is getting better. Why can't the bag get better?
After this summer, the Hills are hoping to move their operation out of their kitchen. They'll move into a new building and eventually hope to hire about 5 people locally. And they imagine expanding soon beyond brailers to make slush bags, backpacks for collapsible kayaks. Diane jokes, maybe she'll make totes to sell to cannery workers when they're lugging 24 packs back from the liquor store. It's whatever she can dream up, really. Reporting in Naknek, I'm Hannah Colton.